You're listening to SBS News.
How do you see the borders opening up for corporate and leisure travel, and when will Aussies be able to fly internationally?
Yeah, taking domestic first, I mean, you know, and I take my home state and particularly New South Wales as well. Both Queensland and New South Wales have done a terrific job in managing the outbreaks. But then I think as our leaders, we should expect a lot more of them because at the end of the day, that's their job. They've got thousands of people employed to manage tracing and tracking, and they've both done such a marvellous job. You know, we're around the world, you see. So what we see in other countries, they're setting standards and saying, if I've got, you know, 100 per 100,000 people, 100 infections, that's a border closure. You know, we're in New South Wales, we're getting 1 in 2 million. In Queensland, we haven't had any in ages. I would much prefer they open the borders and do their job. They've got hundreds of people that are doing a great job. Let them do their job and let people get on with it, because they've demonstrated very clearly, I think it's marvellous what they've done in both states to manage these outbreaks. It's amazing, which tells the community that they know what they're doing. Let them do their job and let things open up, because corporate travel and GDP are very closely tied, and it's really important that, you know, at the end of the day, the taxpayer pays for this.
On the international front, when do you think Aussies can start flying internationally again?
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult, isn't it? I think the key point there is process. So you've either got a vaccine play or alternatively a really effective and quick turnaround in terms of seeing if you're testing. So, for example, we know there's tests around the world where people are working on 15-minute tests, and I think it's really important because there's no doubt, particularly in corporate, there are so many critical compounding problems with our customers they have to travel for, but the 14-day quarantine is the issue. If they could get a test that is 15 minutes and take it each way, which means it's safe for the community, it's safe for the traveler, I think that's a game changer, as opposed to, you know, fingers crossed waiting for a vaccine. And we'd like to see a lot more proactivity from governments around the world for that as well.
Jamie, how has COVID-19 impacted your bottom line?
Yeah, it's obviously been very impactful in terms of what we've had to go through, but I think it's really about how we've managed it. So, you know, the two things that happened for us, we were able to reduce our cost base very swiftly to match the environment, as well as because we do a lot of essential travel clients, we had a lot more revenue than we expected. So what that meant was that we still made a profit, an underlying profit in the second half of a measly $500,000, but that was a lot better than what we thought when it started, that's for sure.
How are things looking now?
Yeah, things are looking a lot better than you'd think. You know, reading the media, you think with these second and third waves, things would be falling off a tree. But as we showed today in our presentation, in all regions, activity is materially higher than it was in April and May, despite these waves. So that's really positive. And in fact, you know, we said July, because we're a global company, right? And 80% of our revenue is offshore. And, you know, we only lost $2 million in the month of July. And that's a really good sign, because it shows how fast travel's coming back.
You said in the release that business can be profitable by being domestic only. What does that mean?
Yeah, because we're global, domestic business, if you take a view on, we're a global business. So domestic business is like intra-UK or intra-US or intra-Australia. Because we have such a large proportion of our business, it's around 60%, and a lot of it's online using our own technology, that means the cost for every booking coming back is very low. So a lot of it goes to the bottom line. So, for example, today we're running at around $11.5 million a month in revenue, and costs are $13.5 million a month. So we're losing around $2 million, but we used to do $42 million of revenue a month, of which $25 million of revenue a month was domestic. So you know, $2 million a month of that 25 or 8% of that coming back, we can get a profit quickly. And if I take some examples, you've got Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, you know, that used to be half of our business. UK is going back after summer vacation, domestic and government, big part of our business, as is America. America's starting to open up as well. So there's a lot of upside, and we're seeing that broad-based activity recovery even through July.